This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
The John and Gordy Show.
Do you know what this means?
Wouldn't you like to know, weather boy?
You're pretty high and far out, aren't you? What kind of kick are you on, son?
No good bastard. Your show sucks.
What made me think this was a good day to stop drinking?
Buddy, do you want coffee?
Coffee.
Black coffee.
Coffee.
They warned us about people like you!
What a load of crap.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
We'll do it live!
And that's the way it is.
On 92.7 FM, WMDX. Take it away, boys.
Okay.
All right.
Good morning.
You know, somewhere along the way, should get that cut again where that woman is screaming. Warn us about people like
yes.
you.
92.7 WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning. Weather today, cloudy this morning, 60 degrees. Highs in the mid-60s this afternoon. Maybe a couple of sprinkles along the way. And right now, again, still 60 degrees.
All right.
Okay. Hey, don't forget, tomorrow night, Tuesday, November 5th, make sure you tune in to Civic Media's election night special coverage beginning at 6 p.m. As the results roll in, Civic Media reporters and hosts will bring you the information you need to know. The Civic Media election night special, again, with insight and analysis you won't find anywhere else. Join our team of hosts, reporters, and guests tomorrow night beginning at 6 p.m. and all through election night.
Look out, CNN.
Look out.
We have our own TV studio.
Yes, we do. It's downstairs, yeah. a couple of floors below us. It's really actually pretty cool.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And what if we opened it up to a live studio audience?
Oh, wouldn't that be fun?
Hey, that'd be fantastic.
Let's just do that tomorrow morning. Get the keys, open it up, let all the people in. Come on.
Sounds like a recipe for disaster.
Oh, well.
You know what I'd like?
What?
An AI audience.
Just an empty room and then a bunch of people laughing.
Right, exactly. AI created people in the studio.
That would be fun. Yeah.
All right. It is the Saturday Night Live cold open.
Yes.
And this was just an unbelievable show.
It was great.
But we got to break this up into three parts, okay? I'm going to play the guy who does, it's funny, I don't know his name. The guy who does Trump.
It's right on the tip of my tongue, James Austin something.
But anyway, that guy does a better Trump than Trump himself. Trump is starting to lose all of those characteristics in his voice. Yes. So anyway, let's listen to cut 28, Trump babbling, basically.
Meanwhile, Trump is in Reading, Pennsylvania, where he has been already talking for 4.5 hours.
Well, we're almost at election day. The fraud has already begun. They've only caught it from people on my side so far, but that's okay, because I got the big vest on, right? Look good, right? You like it? You might have seen me wearing it in garbage truck. And I look like one of those airport guys who's doing the lightsabers. What's that guy doing? United this way. We'll be looking into that very strongly. We're going to find out what those are called. We'll look at that. But they're telling lies about me, okay? I never said I wanted Liz Cheney to be shot in the face, okay? Just said I wanted her to go hunting with her dad, all right? Just a little bing, bong, bing, bing, bing. And they say I hate women, but I love women. I love women so much. And I want to protect women, okay, whether they like it or not. That's right. When you're famous, they let you protect them. Grab them right by the protection. Remember that? Maybe not. Where the hell am I? This place reeks. I don't want to be here with you people. Come on. I'm out of gas. I'm running on fumes here, folks. You can see it, right? The cracks are showing. I'm exhausted. I'm babbling. I'm doing crazy things with the microphone.
Get me out of here. Make it stop. The last time I hated a mic this much, I tried to have him killed. Bitch! Who cares? You don't care.
Wow.
Nobody cares. Anyway, speaking of who cares, I'm going to turn this over to J.D. Vance. J.D., everybody, get him up here.
Hello, hello. Where my normal gay guys at?
Right. Okay, so now the second part here. I've got the three parts.
Just let me mention James Austin Johnson. That's the guy who plays Trump. Okay.
So for me, Jim Gaffigan's Tim Walz and Dana Carvey's Joe Biden are just, you can't get any better than this. So let's listen to this segment of it now. This is Cut 29.
The other day, I had a cheesesteak egg roll. What happens when different cultures? It's so beautiful. Come together. It's special.
No, wow, Tim. You see beauty in so many fried things.
All right, I got to get out of here. AOC and I are going to play Fortnite on Twitch.
For the campaign, see you later. Now, let me just send a quick text.
Oh, who are you texting?
Every single person in America.
Those actually come from you?
Yeah. They all start with, hey, it's Kamala.
Knock, knock.
Joe Biden, thank you for coming here to support me.
Of course. My train was stopping here. So I'm being serious right now.
Thank you so much for all you've done for my campaign.
I can still do more and get out there and I can say more things.
Thank you so much for all you've done for my campaign.
All right, I get it. Come on, let's get real. I'm proud of you. You got nothing to worry about. Come on.
Thanks, Joe.
All right. You know what? I saw a bunch of reporters and cameras out there. I'm going to go ref.
Bless Joe Biden.
All right, that's fantastic stuff. It is. I can't. When Dana Carvey does that thing, it is so perfectly Joe Biden.
It's good.
It really is.
It's all good right. stuff.
Now here's Maya Rudolph's Harris.
Yeah, here we go.
And this is the golden moment. I mean, she looks into this mirror, you know, just to kind of reflect on, you know, who she could use as an inspiration. So right. let's check it out. Cut 30.
This is it. The last campaign stop in Pennsylvania. Gosh, I wish I could talk to someone who's been in my shoes, you know? A black South Asian woman running for president, preferably from the Bay Area.
You and me both, sister.
You, Kamala.
It is nice to see you, Kamala, and I'm just here to remind you, you got this, because you can do something your opponent cannot do. You can open doors.
I see what you did there, like to a garbage truck, right?
I don't really laugh like that, do I?
Bit. Now, Kamala, take my Pamela. The American people want to stop the chaos.
And end the dramala.
With a cool new stepmamala. Kick back in our pajamalas and watch a rom Kamala.
Like Legally Blondela.
And start decorating for Christmas. Fala la la la. Because what do we always say? Keep Kamala and carry on a lot. We know each other so well, we even finish each other's belief in the promise of America. Exactly. Now, come on. Let's bring it in. I got to tell myself something over here. Come here. Man. I want to tell you something. I'm going to vote for us.
Great. Any chance you are registered in Pennsylvania?
Nope, I am not.
Well, it was worth a shot.
And live from New York, it's Donnie!
All right, there it is.
Wow.
Yeah.
Pretty electric.
That was just fantastic. Yeah. You know how the FCC, Republican designee, says that's illegal, but you're trying to get around the rules. Is it illegal or are they trying to get around the rules? God, oh, Trump appointed him, obviously. Little confused. And that's why we're calling, by the way, this morning, the Janala and Gordala in the Mornala. All right?
Rolls off the tongue.
It does.
Beautiful.
I think I got it this time.
I think
you
did. Yeah.
All right. Now, while we're on the subject of Kamala Harris, I thought this was the best way to respond to Gen Zers ever. Now, you know, Sam is going to be the judge of this. Okay. He will give us a thumbs up or down on this. But this is Cut 24, and this is just a great way to talk to them. Let's listen.
Every day I see the promise of America in all the young leaders who are voting for the first time. And I love your generation. I just love you guys. And let me tell you why. One of the reasons is you all are rightly impatient for change. Rightly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You, who have only known the climate crisis, are leading the charge to protect our planet and our future. You, who grew up with active shooter drills, are fighting to keep our schools safe. You who now know fewer rights than your mothers and grandmothers are standing up for freedom. And what I know about you is these issues are not theoretical. This is not political for you. Mm-hmm. This is your lived experience. And I see you, and I see your power. I see your power, and I am so proud of you.
Boy, it's great stuff.
Yes.
It really is.
Yeah, she's really connecting there.
Really?
And I think it's going to make a difference.
Yeah. I mean, everything about this campaign, for me, is so well run, mm-hmm. so perfectly planned. I mean, the ads are in quick response to exactly what's going on in that moment.
Right.
I just haven't seen a campaign this smooth, and she is so up to the task, which is another big surprise. You know, she just took over.
Yeah.
My friend in Milwaukee just can't get over how illegal it was for her to be designated the candidate. You know, again, you know, it's up to the party to decide how they do it.
Right.
And I guess no one objected at the convention.
No.
I could be wrong.
No.
But anyway, you know, he doesn't like that. And he doesn't like her because she never worked at McDonald's. Certainly a prerequisite to be president.
I guess so.
All right.
Hey, coming up right around the corner, we'll check in with Brittany Merlot, find out about our weather for today and for Election Day tomorrow across Wisconsin on the John and Gordy in the Morning Show, 92.7 WMDX. Yeah.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
WMDX, the Janala Gordala in the Mornala.
And this portion of the Janala and Gordala in the Mornala show is brought to you by Verlalo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlalo mattress. Available on Madison's east and west sides or online at verlalo.com. Normally, we would be talking to Brittany Merlot at this point, but she is really busy this morning handling news and weather, so we will just update the weather ourselves here. Yeah. It's 60 degrees currently, mid-60s this afternoon. We had a little rain earlier. We might get a sprinkle or a shower along the way, And again, mid-60s today. It's pretty much the same story for tomorrow for Election Day across Wisconsin. Clouds and scattered rain showers. So really no weather problems to deal with.
Right.
Or turnout is still
Packers had a few weather problems last.
Oh, the Packers.
Afternoon. I just couldn't believe how bad the score was. I mean, they played so horribly. And I know it was raining really hard, but, you know, so what, right?
Well, yeah.
And Brittany's probably snowed in someplace. She did say
she was going north.
3 feet of snow.
Yeah.
So who knows, right?
Yeah. Packers didn't do well. The Badgers did not do well either.
Yeah.
But, oh, well. Okay.
I mean, I found this interesting changed. Well, okay. This you remember the line kind of that Trump had given about, you know, grabbing women.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. So somebody decided to change the wording a little bit.
The Access Hollywood tape.
Right. Yeah. So they wanted to change the word just a little bit in order to make it sound like, hey, this is the time to vote. Okay. And this is it. I'm going to read it. Mm-hmm. And if you don't remember it, that's fine, because I'm not going to read the original. It says here, I moved on him like a bitch. I just started voting. I don't even wait. Just vote. And when you're registered, they let you do it.
That's good.
Yeah, it is pretty darn good. All right. You know, here we never play enough of Tim Walz. Now, this is Tim Walz on the abortion band, okay? And I want to just, you know, he is so good out there in the stump that it's a shame that we don't play more of Walz. But let's play this. This is cut 21.
Okay. Now, 20 states have the Trump abortion ban. Last night, Donald Trump said that if you're a woman, he'll be your protector. And he also said this. Imagine that this was a moment of self-reflection for him. But here's the scary part, people, because there's no excuse for not hearing this, because he said it. He said, I'm going to do it whether the women like it or not. That's how this guy's lived his life. That's why he was on the Access Hollywood tape, and that's why he ended up in court, because that's what he thinks about it. Women turned away now because of what he's doing from emergency rooms to get basic care, having miscarriages in parking lots. Survivors of rape and incest being forced to carry their attacker's child. Those are the types of things. Fertility clinics have even turned couples away. I said this is personally on this. This idea that there would be no autonomy for you to make decisions about your body. Now you can't even decide if you want to have a family. For Gwen and I, we went through fertility treatment for years. If you've been through this, it's hellish to try and do it. You know somebody who has. The idea we finally able to have that beautiful little girl. How in God's name are we willing to let some politician tell? I'll be damned if I'll let them tell anybody in this country if they can have a child. So look. Kamala's made it clear we will pass a bill to protect reproductive freedom and she'll sign it into law. Folks, it's this simple. We trust women. We trust women to make their own decisions. We trust them to go to their doctors. We trust them to make these types of decisions. So across the country, I have to say, this feeling of women right now in this, every age and every party, here's what's going to happen on Tuesday. They are going to send a loud and clear message to Donald Trump on November 5th. They're going to send that message whether he likes it or not.
That's right.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Mm.
You know, because everybody's been out there and they have either voted already or they're going to be voting very, very soon. I hope everybody has a chance to get out there and vote, and I hope everybody is able to get, registered. Especially the students here in the Madison area. I just hope that's worked out for them. But there are irregularities going on all across the country, small irregularities, and a lot of the irregularities in voting, the fraud part of it, is being caused by MAGA voters. All right? And this is the thing that kind of drives me crazy is when they talk about fraud, when it comes to the people who are actually committing it, they never mention it on the air. Let's go to something from Ron Johnson. Seems that megas are the ones trying to cheat. And if they get caught, the talking points about cheating suddenly turn generic, right? Mm. So let's listen to this. This is Ron Johnson on Cavuto.
Are you looking for 222?
It says 22, isn't it?
Yeah, it says 22.
I don't have a 20. Oh, Cavuto. Okay.
Cheat. I think they do cheat, which is why we keep saying we need such an overwhelming landslide where really the result is too big to rig.
I'm just thinking of those remarks. Of course, the Democrats challenge what you say, sir. And you know, Donald Trump talking about some mysterious shenanigans going on in Pennsylvania, whether with Republicans are the ones laying the groundwork for an election whose results they will not accept if they lose.
Well, again, I want to accept the results. I want it. No, a fair, legitimate election. I don't want any legitimate vote canceled out by a fraudulent vote. But we know that election fraud occurs in every election. It's just a matter, you know, how large of a fraud is it?
Yeah. How large is it?
Okay. Senator, we'll watch very closely. Thank you very much.
See? Just, oh, well, it must be, you know, really large.
No. It's just isolated a lot of little incidents.
A lot of states are like ours, you know. Yeah. It's not one big unit. We have separate places all throughout the state.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right. Hey, coming up, we will be going into... What do we have coming up here, John?
That's a good question.
You tell me, and we'll both know. It's 7:29.
Well, we've got a quote from Mike Johnson. He wants to get rid of the CHIPS Act.
Ah, okay.
And RFK is going to take charge of HHS, so we'll talk about those things.
It's coming up on John or Gordy in the Morning.
Show. You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Heroicdeed.com.
.7 WMDX, and this is Austin Powers, isn't it?
Yes.
It is.
Quincy Jones.
But before Austin Powers came along.
That's right. He used Quincy Jones's tune here. It's
well,
so
he produced this, yes, and he died over the weekend, and he was 91 years old.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yes. He produced a lot of great things, including a lot of stuff with Michael Jackson, Frank Sinatra. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. He did all, you know, We Are the World. What are we looking at here, John?
Is that one of our electric garbage trucks now?
Oh, one of the new ones? Trash Gordon, maybe? Or what's
doesn't
the other
say.
One?
I thought the name would be etched along the
Does it have, like, lightning
side.
Bolts on the side? That you
no.
can tell it's electric?
It does not. Well,
I did see one of the electric ones a couple weeks ago.
It looks pretty new.
It does. Yeah. It looks electric.
Yeah, look at that thing behind the cab there.
Yes.
I can't read it from here, but it does look kind of electric.
Yeah, it does look electric. Oh,
I don't think that's it. I think the electric ones are blue, and they've got they've got lightning painted on the side. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Very cool.
One thing, though, is the double buses.
Yes. The BRT buses?
Yep.
Yeah.
They have vote.
Oh.
Right? Vote written on
today.
On the screen.
On the digital signs on the top of the bus.
On the digital sign at the top.
Yeah, it says vote today.
Instead of just the destination,
that's
you know, vote
cool.
today. That's fantastic stuff.
Yeah. Good
wow.
deal.
All right. I got something from Don Lemon. He used to be at CNN.
Don Lemon?
Yep. He's been out there, you know, and he has his own podcast, I would assume, because he's doing an awful lot of work out there. But he's talking to people in the street. And this was a great conversation, I thought, anyway, with a Gen Zer. And he just kept asking him the questions, and the Gen Zer didn't run, just kept answering back. So let's check this out. This is cut 269.
If you could vote in America, who would you vote for?
Donald Trump.
You would. Tell me why.
I just think that this is the last opportunity for Republicans
to win this election, like, because Kamala's letting so many immigrants in, and immigrants who she'll give the vote to vote Democrat.
Yeah. Well, she's not letting immigrants in. She's not the president.
Well, yeah. Well, she's in control of the border.
No, she's not in control of the border.
Oh, yes, she is.
No, she's not.
Yes, she is. That's her role as vice president.
No, that's not her role. That's what you've been hearing. That's not her role. Her role was to fix the countries around the border so that it would be an incentive for people not to come in. But she's not in charge of the border.
Well, even if
that's the Congress and the Senate.
Even if she isn't, if she becomes president, let's say she becomes president, it will be her role to control the border.
Yeah. And she said that she wants to control the border, and she wanted a very conservative. Hey,
Kamala Harris.
She wanted a very conservative bipartisan bill that was thwarted by Trump and the Republicans. She wants to enact that to help the border and to get more resources to stop people from coming over and more border agents.
Okay.
Yeah. So, well, it's kind of the opposite of what you're saying.
But it's not what we've been hearing.
Where are you listening?
Twitter. X.
I mean, okay. Do you know what X is happening with X now?
You tell me.
No, you tell me.
Well, it's free speech. Free speech nation.
Well, you know, free speech has nothing to do with social media.
Well, why not?
Because free speech for the U.S., which you don't have that in England, free speech for us is about the government not enacting laws that restricts our speech. It has nothing to do with a private platform. That has nothing to do with free speech. That's the same as going on that platform is the same as someone coming into your home, and you can tell them how to conduct themselves in your home. And if they don't do that, you can say, hey, leave. And you'd be perfectly within your rights to do that. It has nothing, absolutely zero to do with free speech.
I just think X is a good thing because it's allowing people to know with no barriers to voice their opinions. And
that may be true in some sense, but don't you think having facts, like you don't even understand about the border, like you don't have the facts about it, and that's what you're learning on that platform as well.
Yeah, but those facts can be proven wrong.
Facts are facts.
If they're not facts, like if they're opinions.
Yeah, but I'm giving you a fact. It's not an opinion. That's the difference between an opinion and a fact.
Where are you getting your sources from?
I get it from everyone. I get it from the New York Times. I get it from the Washington Post. I get it from the Wall Street Journal. I get it from CNN. I get it from Fox. I get it from MSNBC. I get it from CBS. I get it from ABC. I get it from Axios. I get it from Politico. I get it from even some right-wing folks from podcasts that I listen to, a bunch of right-wing podcasts. I even appear on those podcasts, and I talk to those people. So I get it from a number of different sources. So I do have my opinions, but I also know what facts are, and facts are facts. It's not opinions.
Yeah, that's fair enough. I mean, who are you voting for?
I'm voting for democracy, and I'm voting for democracy not because they're a Democrat or a woman or African-American or a Republican or a man. I'm voting because I believe in democracy, and I believe that Kamala Harris will keep our democracy. So on the other side of her administration, we will have an intact democracy.
That's fair enough. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I hope he convinced him.
Don Lemon, yeah.
Yeah, that was good stuff.
It is.
Yeah. People just like to dig themselves into holes like this.
Yeah, yeah. That's fun. Well, somebody who dug himself into a hole is Mike Johnson. Just recently said he wants to repeal the Chips and Science Act, and he said it right in front of a candidate running in the state where the Chips and Science Act is being executed by job creation and business opportunities.
Well, why would he do that?
Well, he's an idiot. And you can hear it plainly in this next cut. This is Mike Johnson sticking the foot in the mouth.
The former president has said that he doesn't support the Chips and Science Act. You voted against it. If you have a Republican majority in Congress and Trump in the White House, will you guys try to repeal that law?
I expect that we probably will, but we haven't developed that part of the agenda yet. We got to get over the election.
And then for the congressman, would you vote to repeal or keep the CHIPS Act if that vote came?
No, obviously the CHIPS Act is hugely impactful here, and my job is to keep lobbying on my side. That's why I've crossed the aisle and supported many things that against leadership.
Oops.
But that's our partnership. That's how we're going to get through this.
How does that message get to President Trump, who's called the CHIPS Act bad, when it's really vital for Central New York's future?
I would say that President Trump's comments, are in part why a lot of things that got added to the CHIPS Act, which was a lot of Green New Deal type programs.
What we were opposed to in that bill was that it had too much crammed into it, and you had the Green New Deal stuff, to Brandon's point. When you take the Green New Deal out of the equation, you will save trillions of dollars in the long run for the U.S. economy, and you will allow the free market to thrive again.
Well, yes, the free market, he's constantly beating up on this free market idea.
How long is the long run to him? Like, are we talking 50 years down the line, which is what the Green New Deal whole policy is meant to help us save money on? Or is he talking like 5 years, however long it takes to get him reelected?
Well, that's way too deep a question.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just a funny thing. I thought, well, what part of the Green New Deal is in the CHIPS and Science Act? You know, I thought, well, I got to look this up. And I did.
Okay.
And this is kind of, seems like Mike Johnson's lying a little bit here.
What?
The CHIPS and Science Act recognizes the need to address growing energy consumption of semiconductors.
Okay.
So it's part of the CHIPS and Science Act, semiconductors, and making it more economical, energy-wise.
Right.
The Department of Energy is developing a plan to reduce the energy use of microelectronic chips, circuits, architecture, and software by 1,000 times in the next 20 years.
Ooh.
So that's really saving a lot of energy. That's the part of the deal, the CHIPS and Science Act, that they want to get rid of the Green New Deal on.
Mm.
Wow. Not a good idea.
No.
So, you know, when you dig a little bit deeper, you know, things come out. Become clear.
Yes. Hey, what about this this RFK thing?
Yeah, yeah.
RFK Trump wants to put him in charge of everything, science and medical and anything and everything.
All the craziest people that are out there right now that we're hearing from, the MAGA, right?
Yeah.
They're crazy, and he wants to put every one of them in charge of a department. Now, this has got to kind of freak some of the conservatives out there who are voting right now. You'd think that maybe they'd want a more stable economy, so things just aren't tossed up in the air. Now, one of the things I'm planning, by the way, if Trump gets in, I'm pulling an investment out.
Oh, really?
I'm not going to risk it.
Yeah.
The economy, I think, is just going to crash into this guy, obviously. Well, I think it's definitely going to happen. The economists say so. But RFK is going to be in charge of HHS, Health and Human Services. And he is...
He's going to stop vaccinations?
He's going to stop vaccinations.
He's going to really turn things around.
I ended up on a Twitter site that had all these clips of JFK making all of these...
RFK.
All of these promises, and he's coming up with all the reasons why he doesn't think vaccines are safe at all.
Right.
And here's a cut right now. Let's play this.
It's the product of a pharmaceutical-driven biosecurity agenda that will enslave the entire human race... and plunge us into a dystopian nightmare. It's the product of a pharmaceutical-driven biosecurity agenda.
That's it.
That will enslave the entire human race.
I just love that. Just enslave us all. And boy, we are enslaved, aren't we?
We can rest easy, though, because if another pandemic comes along, RFK Jr., he'll be in charge.
You're absolutely
and
right.
And we can trust him.
Yeah.
To make all the judgments that need to be made.
Yes. We can all rest easy on that.
Oh, boy.
So anyway.
Lord.
He is also having said Wi-Fi causes cancer and leaky brain. That's something he said.
What is leaky brain?
I don't know. Maybe it's something created by the worms.
Yeah, I was just saying, maybe it's what he got after the worm died up there.
He told that to Joe Rogan last month. Oh. Antidepressants are to blame for school shootings. And he also says chemicals in the water supply could turn children transgender. He told right-wing Canadian psychologist and podcaster Jordan Peterson here's a pseudo-intellectual right there. Echoing a false assertion made by serial fabulist Alex Jones.
Yeah, I was going to say Alex Jones' famous line, the chemicals in the water, they're turning the frogs gay.
Yep. And AIDS may not be caused by HIV.
What?
He had suggested a number of times. So he has his own theories. This is the kind of stuff, and by the way, a guy like this is now in charge of Health and Human Services in Florida. And, you know, they're not recommending, you know, COVID vaccines to young men.
Man.
So it's just going to get worse if we have something like this put in place. And it's just a complete nightmare to even think that something like this can happen in the United States. But boy, is it. Now, something here I thought was bizarrely interesting. You know, Scott Walker every once in a while chimes in with his opinion.
Yeah.
I don't know why, because no one likes him anymore. He doesn't get that message, though. That's why he's talking to the kids. They don't know too much about him. So anyway, this is an actual comment. Well, this is what he wrote on Twitter. Okay. Or Twix. He wrote this. And by the way, he wrote this after. This is the original tweet from Harris. I will be president for all Americans. And he took objection to this by tweeting, that's what we're afraid of. We can't afford 4 years of this crap. He's afraid that she's going to be the president of all Americans. So you got to think that that's maybe... The plan here is to become president of only certain people.
Yeah. That's Trump's plan.
Yeah, kind of scary, right?
Right.
And one more, and I think we have time. Do we have time for, no, 1 minute? Do we have 1 minute? Nah, let's not get into that. Okay.
What?
All right, I just wanted to play something just to show how mentally deranged.
This is all your plot just to keep people listening to the next break, right?
Yeah, that's the teaser.
That's
right
the
there.
Idea. Okay. Well, good enough.
All right.
All right.
So this is the Johnala Gordala in the Mornala edition of the show.
It is. It is. Okay. And we want to remind you that this portion of, try it again, of the Johnala and Gordala show is brought to you by Verlola Mattress of Madison. Sleep better. No, it's Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. Available on Madison's East and West Sides or online at Verlo.com. Coming up, we've got leftovers, this, that, and the other odds and ends. John and Gordy in the Morning continues on 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Terrific if you like eating leftovers.
Leftovers?
Leftovers?
I kept the leftovers.
The leftovers!
Just some leftovers.
Leftovers for a week and a half.
He ate those leftovers!
The funeral leftovers.
Leftovers. Enjoy.
All right. We're going to certainly try to enjoy it. WMDX. But, you know, sometimes you get old, crusty, tofty, chew. But we're gonna do our best. And by the way, we want to thank Zach out in Sun Prairie for sending us a little cut explaining tariffs to MAGA.
Well, let's listen to it.
Should we?
Okay.
Well, all right. Let's check it out.
I'm voting for the man that's going to take America back, baby, Donald J. Trump, man.
What's one of your biggest issues?
Probably going to be inflation, because I sell T-shirts and all that stuff.
Your T-shirts are made in the USA?
No, my blanks, no. See, that's the thing Trump's talking about. If we tax them, hit tariffs, the same item they're making over there will cost the same to make over here.
We pay the tariffs.
Well, the companies pay the tariffs, not us.
China doesn't pay the tariffs. We do when they come in.
No, it doesn't work like that.
Like if I'm buying 1,000 shirts from China and there's a tariff on it, I'm paying the tariff.
Well, no, whoever's getting it imported in is going to pay the tariffs.
Yeah, yeah. I'm the business owner. I'm paying the tariff. China doesn't pay it. I pay for it. Well, like, if I'm the business soda and I buy 1,000 shirts.
I see what you're saying.
China's not jolly. So I'm trying to explain.
So who pays the tariff?
They're paying the tariff.
Do you think that? Do you believe that?
I was trying to say, because I sell merch as well.
I sell you something for $10, right? You're going to sell it to him for $20.
Exactly.
But then I make you pay me $15 for it. Are you still going to sell it to him for $20?
Am I gonna sell it to him for $20?
If I raise the price $5.
Oh, it's gonna have to go up.
Right.
Then the consumer foots the bill.
Okay.
The moment of realization.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I bet people have tried to make that same argument with Trump, and Trump just doesn't get it. And this is my other theory, is that because people are so afraid of Trump, that they won't try to explain it to him. Or, you know, at least maybe try a number of times. They may have brought it up, but then they realize they're not getting anywhere and they don't want to be shot somewhere.
Or fired.
So, you know, they just kind of give up. Because Trump doesn't seem to understand that if a company pays 20% more, they're going to raise the price up by 20%. It is so simple. This is so easy. But we're going to elect this dumb guy to be our president.
Yeah.
He doesn't get any of the policy ideas. He doesn't understand know policy, and that's why Project 2025 is so important. He can say he doesn't know anything about it. That's probably true.
Right.
But he's going to depend on it in order to at least pass some of his agenda, or almost all of the agenda. We can't have something like this happen. This is insanity. All right, let's get to another cut here. I just thought we were talking about RFK Jr. Being in charge of HHS. And let's play this cut here. This is a little bit longer. It's a Daily Show. All right, let's go.
For more on what RFK could do in a Trump presidency, let's go live to CDC headquarters with Jordan Klepper. Jordan. Why is the media paying attention to Joe Biden's gaffes when RFK running the CDC sounds like a much bigger deal?
Good question, Ronnie. It's because focusing on institutions like the CDC is what we in the media call boring. No one wants to hear the overly complex details about how RFK is going to unvaccinate people by clamping down on their arms and sucking out their injections like it's a snake bite.
Wait, would that even work?
Look, you're getting lost in the weeds, Ronnie. The real scoop is that this morning, Joe Biden said he hopes Kamala becomes president of the United States. President? Are you kidding me? What is going on here? Well, I promise to get to the bottom of it in my new primetime special, All the President's Men.
Wait, Jordan, sorry. Could we go back to, what was that thing you said about RFK undoing my vaccinations?
I don't know. I zoned out. It was something about summoning the power of the U.S. military to go door to door and yada, 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 yada. I don't know.
Wait, military? Military? What, you mean RFK will have access to, like, tanks and shit?
No, I didn't ask too many follow-ups because there's so much Joe Biden news coming out. Like this afternoon, Biden said we need to respect the will of the voters. The voters? What? This guy is all in for the 1%.
Okay. Jordan, I mean, it's obvious that he meant the voters.
Ooh, controversy. Now we're really getting into it. We'll find out more in my two-part special, Vote or Die. Will democracy sink or swim?
Okay. Jordan, no one cares about these gaffes or your dumb specials, okay? How about the issues that are going to affect day-to-day life? RFK Jr. could be in charge of, like, school lunches.
True. Although I wouldn't worry too much about that. RFK told me that instead of school lunch, kids will forage for bear meat in Central Park.
Okay, that sounds incredibly unhealthy.
Yeah, if you find a bad bear, sure.
Did he talk about how he was going to implement this?
I don't know. It's not my job to ask.
It is. You're the media is literally the one thing you're supposed to do. Okay, stop getting distracted by all this meaningless Biden Focus on informing the people on the issues that matter.
Wow. Hard truths, Ronnie. Hard truths. Yeah. You know, you're right. I need to focus more on truly informing the public. And I'll do so in my new three-part miniseries, a complex look at RFK's history of intervention within the medical system, undermining public trust in our institutions while paving the way for the current national anti-science movement.
Wow. Okay. I'll watch that.
That sounds a little boring.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Yep, forget it. Check out my 12-part retrospective on that one time Biden mispronounced SCOTUS as scrotum. Balls in your court, an American story.
All right.
God bless the media. Jordan Klepper, everybody.
All right, there you go.
Daily Show.
A lot of jokes about
stuff.
RFK Jr.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can you imagine if they actually became the administration?
Help us all. No. That'll do it for today.
It will.
Don't forget to join us tomorrow for the John and Gordy Election Day special. Stephanie Miller is coming up next right here on 92.7 WMDX. Have a great day, John.
I will. Are you going to have a good day?
I think so. Yeah.
Really?
Well, I'm going to get ready for everything tomorrow. Let the sun shine.
is the John Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.